This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they'd also ask for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that community of one that I'm talking about. The totalitarians, they are on the march. Well, sort of, anyway. They've been stymied by one, Donald J. Trump. Yeah, the globalists, they are out there and they're out and about. And in a little bit, we're going to be hearing a little bit about Donald Trump and the globalist outreach, if you will. Because he's out there touching those globalists, putting a stop to them. That's exactly why we did elect him to be the 45th president of the United States. Anyway, lots to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And you can please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. Now, for those of you that are a little confused by the email address and the website, I get this all the time. I don't know why, but we were getting seriously, viciously attacked by those, the evildoers out there, the globalists were attacking us. And so we changed our domain name and, well, just sort of out of necessity. And we're now the abbreviated agenda21radio.com. So it's a21r.com. No need to struggle with it. It's A as in Adam, the numbers 2 and 1, and R as in radio.com. I get it all the time. I go, let me get that again. So, and of course, the email address is paul@821r.com. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Like I said, please feel free to email me at paul@821r.com. So you've heard a21r.com a lot, and we get that reinforced in your in your melon. Anyway, a lot of things going on. First of all, some make sure you know how to listen to Agenda 21 Radio. We're getting a few people going, well, where are you, and all this stuff. So we're going to repeat this real quick. First of all, before that, though, congratulations to KMYC 1410 AM. They're also going to be now KMYC 104.3 FM. Starting in the next few days, we've got the antennas. They've got everything all set to go. It's just waiting for the personnel to install everything. So that'll be up and running, we think, on Monday or Tuesday of the upcoming week. So please pay attention to that. That's if you're locally in the Sacramento area and Marysville, Yuba City area. Also, Red State Talk Radio. We're always on Red State Talk Radio. And Red State Talk Radio, Monday through Sunday, it's 7 days a week. And you can always get us on Monday through Friday, from 6 to 9 a.m. and from 9 to 12 p.m. And that's Pacific times. And, of course, on the East Coast, it's 9 and 12 it starts. But you can get us on the Premier Channel from 6 to 9 and then on the Encore from 9 to 12. Now, it's really kind of interesting because we are on TalkStream Live at that time. So you can click on the icon of TalkStream Live, and then we have the player right there. Just click on the Red State Talk Radio or my picture. My picture is there. You can actually click on that and get the same show. So we're very, very proud of where we're positioned on TalkStream Live because we're one of the there's 85 top talkers listed on TalkStream Live, and we're one of the top 10, usually sitting around 7 and creeping into 6 occasionally. So we're really proud of that. That's around the world listenership on digital radio. Also, on the KMYC side, there's a player there. You can listen to the show from 7 to 10 p.m., that's 7 to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday. Then also, we do a live show from 12 to 3 on Sundays. That's 12 to 3 on Sundays. And you want to definitely be checking that one out because that's going to be that's going to be the one where you can call in and everything like that and have a really good time talking about all the things that are facing us with the globalists. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. The globalists have not stopped, have they? No, they're not going to stop. They've got way too much invested. And there's an action plan that we know that has been developed. And if you've been following this here on Agenda 21 Radio, here especially in California, they're actually considering, from what our intelligence is telling us, and actually eyewitnesses to meetings that have been held by various agencies, such as the state of California. Members of the Assembly, members of the state Senate, Senate Pro Tem, Kevin De Leon, and Rennett, on the Assembly side, and several members there. 5 members that we've had identified now from the Obama administration, the Mexican consulate, members of the La Familia Nuestra gang, all attended a meeting. It was kind of interesting, a meeting about 3 weeks ago. And we were made privy to this by a series of phone calls and all sorts of things happening. I had a meeting that I was at, and then attending that meeting was somebody who actually wanted to come to the meeting and warn us, who had actually attended the meeting. So in front of about 70 people, this man is making this declaration. So we think it's a pretty valid one. They're planning the overthrow of California by violence. In other words, what happens if they don't get the Cal exit situation under control and, you know, that sort of thing? They're going to actually try and take California by violence, and it was openly discussed. Now, we think that's sedition, and we'd like to get some more information, and I'm sure that when the Donald Trump administration comes in, we can turn all that stuff over to them and get the main players that were in that meeting. That's plotting against the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. They feel no compunction to kill people. And I'm, you know, this is kind of difficult to put this out on the radio, but we feel very, very strongly. And you know, we are in the alternative media. We're not in the mainstream media. We don't have the constraints or the politics behind them. And, of course, the mainstream media is all in on all this stuff for globalization. You know that. And we figured that one out. And so somebody had a great call from one of our other fellow radio hosts. And they're very concerned about the fake news that's going on out there, this whole fake news thing that's happening. And it's interesting. The fake news, I don't know what you want to, how you want to say this, but the fake news situation that's going on is I think pretty amazing. And what happens with the fake news is that fake news is literally generated by some websites out there that is truly fake news. Now, we have figured that what this really truly is a situation in which we've got the people on the globalist side, the left, if you will, that have created these websites, and they're bogus websites. There's no there behind them. And you have to go into the second and third and fourth pages to find this. And they put out articles that come from alternative sites that appear to be rational articles, good article, but they're disinformation. And some of the articles are 2 and 3 years old, and they change the date and they put it up there as articles that are current, present day. That's kind of some of the feinting that they're doing. They're trying to mislead people and stuff. It's not going to work. And I want to be very, very clear about this. This is not going to work, this little technique that they've got going on here, because, you know, people will see through this. And those of us in the alternative media, in the news stream media, we are very, very sensitive to our news sources, of course. And that's one of the reasons we've been so darn successful, especially in getting Donald Trump elected and really taken over the mainstream media. There's no more mainstream media like we used to know. We obliterated them. And like I was telling the person I was talking to today, you got to think about this and think this one through, that you really had, what you've really had here is a situation where the mainstream media admitted that they were the fake media themselves by the whole election cycles that we were seeing, with all the false news and narrative that they had. And of course, people were discovering that they are the fake media. There's no there for the new, for the mainstream media like it used to be. We've outed them successfully on the alternative side, the news stream media. And as a result, there's, like I said, there's no there. So they're the ones that are kind of creating this fake news scenario that's out there. And we want to make you aware of the fake news stuff that's going on, because it's, it's, they're trying to ultimately put it back on us, the news stream media, to try and destroy us, because they've got nothing else. They want to tell more lies upon lies, and so they're going to try at some point in time. Now, he brought up the question, so what about all these pedophile things that we're starting to see about that's out there? Could that be some big fake media blitz out there, and all the stories about these kids and everything are just phonied up, and they're going to turn it on to us to try and embarrass and discredit the news stream media? And I say, well, you have to be very discerning about your information, but what I see on the information side of what I put up is stuff that I know about, because, like I said, I've had special training in this, and I've worked with this for years, the pedophile thing, all this stuff, and to me, I can clearly see the patterns and things. So when you get stuff up from Agenda 21 Radio, it's factual, and we've done a lot of research to get into it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0. 2-1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Wow. Thank you. So, I didn't know this, I love you too. Look at this place. So I didn't know what came with this position. And I didn't know that they closed down the roads around the stadium for an hour and a half. We got to work out a new deal with our Secret Service, but we love them, right? Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being so patient. Oh, you're going to be happy. We're all going to be happy. I'm here today for one main reason, to say thank you to Ohio. Thank you. We won the state by almost 10 points, which they say is totally unheard of. In fact, I don't know if you know, but at the beginning, they say, you have to win Ohio. You must win Ohio, right? You heard it. Over and over and over. And we started off sort of even, and then we were one up and two up. We didn't have much help at the top levels, you know that, right? And that turned out it didn't matter. But we had help with the people, and that's what really did matter. So I kept hearing, you must win Ohio, you cannot win the presidency without Ohio. So we started, really, we were about even, right, at the beginning. And then point by point by point, and then we had a couple of little troughs, but with Ohio, there was no trough. It just kept getting better and better. Just better and better. And the end result is incredible. I love you, Ohio. This is a great place. Great people. I have so many friends. Thank you. Thank you. In the true sense, history called and the people of this great state answered. And you're going to be very happy. We're going to say right now, what are we going to do? We're going to make America great again. You watch. You went out and you pounded the pavement, organized your fellow citizens, and propelled to victory a grassroots movement, the likes of which the world has never seen before. This is what they say. Today on one of the networks, they said, maybe Andrew Jackson? I said, when was that? It was like in the 1838. And then somebody else said, well, that was great, but nothing like what happened here. Okay? So it really has been fun. And more importantly, I heard Mike saying about what happened today in Indiana. We're going to do that all over the country. We're going to do it all over the country. Carrier. Thank you, Carrier. Today we made history, and now the real work begins. That is the second reason that I'm here today. I'm going to discuss our action plan to make America great again. We're going to discuss. Although we did have a lot of fun fighting Hillary, didn't we? Right? But as I said, just an hour in Indianapolis to announce that we're saving the jobs at the Carrier plant from going to Mexico. 1,100 jobs. And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to...
Well, Donald Trump, you can't sit there and think about the comparison between Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan. Very, very similar. We just need to let Donald run and run and run and run. He can campaign his way for the next 8 years, as far as I'm concerned. He's got it down. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Listen to Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio starting at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. The show plays again on the Encore channel of Red State Talk Radio. And that's from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2110.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. And those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Abduction and release of a California mother. This is such an extraordinary story. Sherry Papini's husband now speaking out about this horrifying ordeal. Watch this.
My home phone rang. I pick it up and it was a very mixed emotion. It was my wife screaming in the background, yelling my name.
Bill Garcia is a private investigator who worked pro bono for the Papini family during the search. Good to have you here today, Bill. Welcome.
Good morning.
So just to give people some background, she went out for a jog right before Thanksgiving, several days before Thanksgiving, and was abducted, she says, and she was taken by, how did she describe the people who took her before she resurfaced in the video that we just heard him talking about?
Well, I don't know that she had described it prior to her being released, but it's believed that two Hispanic women actually abducted her near the end of the road where it intersects with the old Oregon Trail.
All right. And she was branded. She was beaten. She was found bruised on the side of the road by a Good Samaritan who spotted her. And according to the reports, she had chains around her waist. And she was concerned, Sherry Papini, that people probably thought she was a prisoner who broke out and they didn't want to stop to pick her up, right?
That's a good assumption, yes.
Yeah. When you worked on this case, what did you think about what had happened to her? Because you claim that it adds up in your mind, given what's going on in that area.
It does. We often work a volunteer on these cases, and we did in this case. Normally, we search for missing and abducted children. This was the absolute reverse. This was two children who lost their mother. So we monitored for a couple of days. Then we went ahead and headed up, and we were contacted by one of the family members while we were en route. We were assigned particular types of searches, and we would report back at the end of each day initially.
Okay, but tell me about what goes on in that area and why you think it's logical that she would be abducted.
Sure. Well, the Interstate 5 corridor, especially along that area, is a high sex trafficking corridor. A lot of young ladies and some boys also go missing from that area. And I believe it can be attributed to the sex trafficking trade. I have worked that area for quite some time, and we know there's a large influx of Mexican cartel
so
and
that,
sex
that's the
trade.
Case, in those cases, what usually happens? Do they hold the person for 3 weeks, or do they make this horrific trade and move on? Why would they have held her for 3 weeks and then dumped her?
Well, this whole story doesn't make sense. My suspicion is that once she was abducted, she became such a high-profile face that it would have put them in jeopardy and would have been a liability to her captors to actually put her out on the street to work. And I believe or suspect that that is why she was so badly beaten. These people don't like to lose money. They try to make money every single way they can. And once she became a liability, I believe they didn't know what to do with her. And the beatings and the hair cuttings and that type of actions began and continued throughout the duration of her being held captive.
Before I let you go, I want to play another soundbite, excuse me, from the husband. Okay. So people can watch this. Let's play that.
So then I get the phone and, oh my God, honey. And of course she's screaming. It's very emotional. And I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh my God, you're here. You're back. Where are you? And then the phone gets like taken away from her, like super quick.
You say this whole case doesn't add up. What did you mean by that?
Well, this isn't normal circumstances for this type of abduction. Either she would have turned up somewhere in some other manner, or they would have kept her in the sex trade had they been able to for sometimes months, sometimes longer. And they do bounce back and forth. The corridor runs from Portland to Los Angeles, so that whole area is a sex trafficking route.
So how do they get away? How do these two people, these two women that were described, how do they get away?
Don't know. Sheriff's is holding what information they do have tied to their chest because they have detectives and sex trafficking experts out there searching out the leads. And now that she's been recovered, they have a timeline. They have information that she's able to provide. There's technology out there that should be able to track them as well.
Bill, thank you very much. We'll stay on it. Fascinating and scary story. Thank you, sir.
Well, this is something, and again, if you've been listening to Agenda 21 Radio, we've been talking about this Sherry Papini case. And just to give you some idea, most recent research that we've been able to develop and look at here, and as soon as I can get it up on my phone, I'll talk about it. But got the information from Red Smith with the Shasta Lantern. We're both working on this case kind of overtime because, you know, this is a classic cartel kidnapping, and it's along the I-5 corridor. I'm familiar with this. When I was a school administrator, we used to work some of the things with our own students that were being either kidnapped, trafficked, prostituted, or whatever. So very familiar with the I-5 corridor that goes up to Portland. It also goes up to Seattle. You know, that's an extension. But many kudos to Bill Garcia. I've heard of him. I've never met him. I've heard of him as an investigator. He's very, very top-notch. And you can hear basically what he was telling you is stuff I've been saying about the sex trafficking business over the last several weeks and so on, especially now you've got this Pizzagate business going on. It's all tied together. You see, cartels make money off of the sex traffic. This is slavery, guys. This is slavery. And now what they did with her, now, interesting thing, there's been a number, like I said, of kidnappings and so on that have been going on in that area, a whole slew of them, actually. And let me give you sort of an example here. 15 missing persons in Shasta this year. This is Shasta County, Redding, California. It's not far from here. It's in the state of Jefferson area. And so this is, we know this area very, very well. 13 of them that have been missing from the Shasta area, which is this whole Redding area, are under the age of 17. That's 13 of them, 8 within the last 3 months. Females are dark hair, 5 feet to 4 inches, but blue or hazel eyes. Now, this is, except for this instance with Sherry Papini, who is older, actually 35 years old, I believe she is. She was out running in that area, the Oregon Trail Road, which is actually part of the old Oregon Trail, by the way, when the settlers came in this area. The Oregon Trail Road, when she was kidnapped there. Not sure about what that was all about. We don't know the details about that because I don't think they've questioned Papini yet about this. She's probably in a very hysterical state of mind, will remain that way, hospitalized down there. I'm sure she's at the UC Davis Medical Center in the trauma center down there. So, but they kidnap her, and this is very, very normal about the cartels, as they will, abnormal for you and I, but for them, this is how they behave. Better qualify that one. But what they do is they will kidnap the individual, and then they sell them sexually. They'll be forcibly engaged in sex. They've got their pimps out there along the whole High Five corridor and even beyond that. Sometimes these people will go across the United States. They'll drive them across the United States for sexual reasons. If there happens to be somebody who's very, very attractive, and, of course, a white-skinned blonde female, yeah. Very, very valuable out there in the sex trade operations, and that's exactly what happened to her. Now, I got to tell you, you can expect more of this now in California. You can expect it more in the United States because why? We've got these cartels all over the nation, and the reason why, part of it is, the other part of where they make a lot of money, growing and selling marijuana. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
On doing the UN one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next?
What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Listen to Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio starting at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. The show plays again on the Encore channel of Red State Talk Radio. And that's from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern.
2-1-1-0.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website at agenda21radio.news, or if you want to make it quick on yourself, a21r.com. We abbreviated it, a21r.com. Please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. Okay, Drudge Friday, and you know we always like to turn to Drudge Report on Friday to kind of give some of the details out there. Great, great presentation last night by Donald Trump. You heard a big part of that here, at least these opening remarks here on Agenda 21 Radio, and mixed in with Ronald Reagan. I couldn't resist it. I really couldn't resist it. We pulled up the templates, and we're talking around here about which one to play. I said, let's get that Reagan thing on there, and let's put that comparison to Donald Trump. Boy, is he just starting to look more presidential and taking charge? Hello? Carrier has decided, oh, we're going to leave 1,100 people there. And, you know, what does this guy do? He's not even the president. And he's just shaming Obama because Obama doesn't know what to do. I've been telling you, he comes to the job with no credentials except for being a Muslim. Yeah, we're going to say that. I mean, you can't deny he looks like a Muslim, he acts like a Muslim, he smells like a Muslim. I mean, we can go through this whole thing. It's the duck thing. If you're out there promoting ISIS, if you're out there saying in big denial that there's no such thing as radical Islamic terrorism, you know, it starts to get to be like the duck. You know, if it quacks, it waddles, it's got feathers, it's got a bill, it flies, it goes worm fishing, it's probably a duck. And it's not Donald Duck. It's Obama Duck. So what does Donald Trump do? He seizes the moment. He knows what to do. He's a smart man. He's had experience. Obama has no experience. We elected somebody with zero experience at anything except for what his minders told him to do. That's it. He had no experience. He has no record. He's never been successful. Nothing he has done in the presidency has been successful. Donald Trump comes in, he's not even the president. And what does he do? He saves 11 jobs at Carrier and makes a statement as the president-elect. People are listening. The world leaders are listening. They're standing up. So this is the lead-in to the article on Trump today. By the way, Lord Christopher Monckton will be in Yuba City at the Church of Glad Tidings Monday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. He's going to be talking about global climate change and Brexit. And yeah, the topic of Jefferson will be there. But this is what Donald Trump does. He seizes the moment. The media are freaking out because he's contacting world leaders. Really, he's contacting world leaders. Because you know why? This president doesn't even contact world leaders when he's a president. Because he doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to be presidential. He can look it. He can smile. And he can come off with his cadence and everything, his speaking cadence that he's got with his teleprompters. See, Donald Trump hates teleprompters, as you know. He's extemporaneous. Of course, he gets a little wild-eyed out there. Anyway, this is the article that appears in the New York Times, how Trump's calls to world leaders are upsetting decades of diplomacy. Really? Decades of diplomacy. This is the salient thing. Mr. Trump talks to President of Taiwan, becoming the first U.S. president or president-elect to do so since 1979. Why has it been so long since 1979? Taiwan, look up your history. Mao Zedong. World War II, the takeover of communist, of the Chinese government by communism and Mao Zedong forces in the late 1940s after World War II. And who was it that they kicked out? A democratic government led by Chiang Kai-shek. Ever heard of the Flying Tigers? You see, before Pearl Harbor, China was being run over by Japanese warlords. Ryoshi Sasakawa, Mr. Warlord himself in Western China. The Rape of Nanking, millions killed by Ryoshi Sasakawa. Get it? And who was standing in the way of Ryoshi Sasakawa? Chiang Kai-shek. Am I filling it in for you? Chiang Kai-shek. Look it up, Flying Tigers, one and the same. It's amazing. The people of Taiwan have been best friends with us, and we don't even know about their friendship. They love America. So what does Donald Trump do? He reaches to those countries that love America. If you go there and take a pastiche of Taiwan, it's a very successful nation state, by the way. And we've had a lot of military agreements with them and so on. We've been trying to protect them from China. China sees them as a rebel nation. And they want to take over Taiwan. They've threatened war with them many, many times. But it's always been the United States who stood against China. It's a country that loves America and Americans. And they like to imitate. They like to do things that are American. From wearing our clothing. You know, I'll tell you one thing. When I went to Eastern Europe in 1992, it was kind of interesting because most of the big cities had no people in them, no cars, no nothing. Everything was a Potemkin village, even the city of Leipzig and many in Western East Berlin. Facades around everything, nothing inside, hollowed out buildings and so on, all war torn. That's the way it was in all these cities back then. Nobody walked around except for the youth. And the youth were always festooned in something American. An American flag. And you know what? They had the dream. The youth of Eastern Europe had the American dream embedded in them. I saw the word dream written many times on walls in Eastern Europe. Graffitied, I might add. American flags on kids' clothing in many different varieties. America this, America that. Disneyland, Mickey Mouse. The dream of freedom is alive, and Donald Trump is tapping into that dream. We need to revise the dream, the American dream, the dream of American exceptionalism, standing strong against tyrants and totalitarians. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle.
Speaking about a dreamer, that's S. White, a female drummer. She's this is what they do out there in Taiwan. They have a whole series of people, street performers in Taiwan. And it's interesting, she's embedded with the dream, a strong Christian missionary in herself at age 15. And her sister, Bella Blue, they're just outstanding street drummers, and we're going to be hearing more from them. But I bring this up to you because why, ladies and gentlemen, the American dream is still strong. It is still growing, and it will continue to grow under Donald Trump. And you and I and the left, they're out of it. Let them be globalists, because you know what? Their globe, their sphere of influence is shrinking fast. Stay with us. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Listen to Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio starting at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. The show plays again on the Encore channel of Red State Talk Radio. And that's from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next?
What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.